Thank you, Master. You know, when you're involved in something, and you know, you do it wholeheartedly, there's a reward. But if you don't do it wholeheartedly, there is no reward. You know, Jesus warned us. He said, you know, many people come to me with their lips, but not their heart. And we're seeing this all over the world. There's many proclaiming to be Christians, but their heart's really not in it. See, when your heart is in it, you full blown in worship. If your heart's in it, you're going to worship. You're going to lift your hands. You're going to sing every song. If your heart's in it, if your heart's not in it, then you're just not in it. Then you won't get anything either. Because God rewards those who seek Him with all of their heart. The Father searches those who worship Him in truth and spirit. If you're really in it, if you're really doing this with all of your heart. Now, if you don't believe, there ain't nothing you can do, right? See, your heart is going to expose. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. You know them by their desires. If someone desires God's presence, they're going to go for it all the way. If they don't desire God's presence, then they're not going to. And you'll be rewarded in another way. But it won't be from God. See, God is calling all of us into His presence. You know, the world, we talked last, I don't know if it was last week or whatever, when it was, about dismantling the veil of darkness and so forth. But you know, we were born in darkness. Amen? And now the Holy Spirit, Jesus came to bring us a sword. He didn't come to bring peace. Why? So we can fight through. It always reminds me of being in a jungle, you know, and you had to have a machete, man, to get through. Well, we are still living in darkness. But the Holy Spirit is moving us through darkness. So, you've got to learn how to be led and guided through darkness. If you're not an individual that's not willing to learn and be led by the Spirit of God. Listen, the Bible tells us something very powerful. The letter kills and the Spirit brings life. It's amazing how many people have gone from God's presence to just His letter now. I mean, it's happening all over. They've become religious. Well, I know the Word of God. Well, then why aren't you on fire? Why don't you express it by your worship? You'll know them by their fruits. If a person is really after God's presence, you're going to see it. If they're not, you're going to see it. And there's nothing you can do for that person. That person will have to run the course. And they can't be led out of darkness. They'll stay in darkness. Does everybody understand that? Because you must be obedient. Grace is what? God's plan of what? Escape. So the Spirit of grace is leading us through darkness in everything that we do. Again, this isn't about religion or how much knowledge you have. It's about a relationship and being led by the Spirit of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Amen? So there is a difference. Turn to Genesis chapter 1, please. 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the what? And the earth. The earth was with what? Without form. And void. It was useless. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Why? Because darkness covered it. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Why? Because the earth was filled with water. Then God said, let there be light. Now remember, let there be does not mean create, it means restore. restore. So God was restoring something that had collapsed already. Then there was what? Light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. Why? Because darkness covered it all, didn't it? Now he moved back that was preventing the sun from shining and began to express light again. Remember, let there be does not mean create, it means be restored. And verse 5. Then God called light day, and darkness he called night. He called light day and darkness night. Because he what? He separated them. So the evening and the morning were the what? First day. Now, what came first? Evening. Darkness came first. Does everybody understand that? See, we are still living in darkness. Even though that there's a light shining, what is the dark? It means by controlled by evil. We are still living in darkness. There's still a controlling factor of darkness and evil. Light is day, darkness is night. So evening darkness of night comes before the light of the day. Because we are moving through darkness into light. But it's a constant recycle until it's done and completed. Remember, cycles must be completed. They may start, but they must be completed. You know, one of the things that people don't understand is when Jesus cut loose the Israelites from Pharaoh and the Egyptians, he had to release certain things, plagues, whatever. Amen? Those plagues and pestilence and all the things that he did not come to an end. They're still here. Does everybody get it? Where is it? In that, because we live and have our breathing in him, but in him, there's still darkness. We still deal with darkness every single day. We're still being moved. We still battle darkness every day. You still battle thoughts, goofy. You still battle emotions. Why? Because we are engulfed in darkness. Does everybody understand? But we are learning to move through darkness. So once you've been filled and baptized in the Holy Ghost and you're filled with the Spirit, you are a carrier of light. What is that? That's fire. So we worship to maintain that fire so we can see. The Bible talks about the Word as a what? Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Who's the Word? Jesus. What's he doing? He's guiding us. He's moving us through this time of darkness. He's going to, and again, it constantly recycles. We go to sleep at night, don't we? I hope. Every night there's darkness. Every day we wake up to light. Well, when we were in the world serving the darkness, we stayed in darkness. In fact, we celebrated darkness. That's why we're in bars all night, partying all night, this, that, whatever. Why? We are not only, because of the influence of darkness had taken our life, we are now a life of darkness. But now we've come out of darkness, but we're still in darkness. Does everybody understand that? So we are moving through darkness. And we're going to find out more and more things. Man, I heard something last night that just blew me away, but I'm not going to talk about it until Tuesday. But things that are really, really happening, moving quickly. Moving quickly. God is exposing everything. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the what? Is the world darkness? Yes, what's he saying? Do not love darkness. Or the things in the world, or the things in darkness. Does everybody understand that? Do not love the darkness, the reality of darkness, and don't love the things that are involved in that darkness. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, now he's going to tell you what is in the darkness. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, or the lust of self. That's all in darkness. This is what they use. So he's saying what now? Look at, don't love the darkness and don't love the things in darkness. What are the things in darkness? Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Don't love them. Don't serve them. Because it's not of the Father, but it is of the what? The world, which is darkness. And the world is passing away. Darkness is going to pass away. There's a process in the cycle. We're slowly passing away. But you and I are being led through darkness. The world is passing away and the lust of it, or the things in it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Wow. Why? Because if you're doing the will of God, you're abiding in light. And you're being led by the light through the what? Darkness. Does everybody get this? Again, darkness is the world. Don't love darkness or the world or the things in darkness, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and lust of self, which dwells in darkness. And darkness is passing away by exposure. Exposure what? Light. And all its lust do not avoid desires for the darkness. Those that do the will of God keep the light while they're passing through darkness. Does everybody get it? So we are passing through darkness, but we are carriers of the light. We must be led, again, even if you're filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit and you're on fire and whatever, you still must be led. If you're not led, you're misled. Amen? Then you're going down the wrong path. If it's still about you, then it ain't about Jesus. Isaiah 60, first three verses. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the what? Darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the what? People. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your shining. Darkness over the face of the earth, and deep darkness over the people. Many walk in darkness during the day. They've been taken captive. We are carriers of the light moving through darkness. But there will be an end of all of this, won't there? So we've got to keep moving through the darkness by being led by the light. Why? Because it surrounds us. Even though we live and have our being in Christ, we're still in darkness. There's still darkness that surrounds us. If you think about the tabernacle is the outer court, holy place, most holy place. But what's around the tabernacle of God? Outer darkness. It's called the world. Then there's a spiritual outer darkness, which is hell and so forth. Romans 13, verse 11. And do this, knowing the time that is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the what? Works of darkness. And let us put on the what? Armor of light. Why? So we can be led by the light. Let us walk properly as in the day. Not in revelry and drunkenness. Not in lewdness and lust. Not in strife and envy. Why? Because those are works of darkness. Nighttime. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. You know, it always reminds me of, I don't know, if I it's like a dark hallway. And there's hands of demonic arms and demonic forces trying to grab us as we're trying to pull us in every area where we go, whatever we're doing. Some of them have grabbed hold of people, and now they're influencing them by just that touch, their agreement. Works of darkness. We are regenerated every night by the light of God so that we can get up the next morning. Listen, you know when you haven't had enough sleep. So does everybody else. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For you were what? Once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Well, if you can't expose your own, you can't expose anybody else's. For it is a shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. No fellowship with darkness. Don't stop to commune with them. Keep going. That's why it's called moving through darkness. People get distracted. Continue to move through the darkness. While moving through darkness, expose its works. So we are on a journey as moving through darkness, but while we're being led by the light, we're seeing darkness and we're exposing them. Why? To help others so they don't fall into their traps. Again, it's like a long, for me, it's like a maze that you go through. It's like, but everything else around that hallway of maze is darkness. And it's always trying to grab us, always trying to mislead us, always trying to influence us. It's taking people captive, isn't it? Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord, which means light. Be strong in the light and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So to go through this darkness, we need to put on the full armor of God, don't we? It's amazing how many people don't put on the full armor of God. I don't need it. I pray every morning. You're an idiot. It's amazing how many people are deceived. I mean, we get calls all the time from people and whatever, and it's like, oh, yeah, I've been reading my Bible, I've been doing this, doing that, but they're not really doing the right things. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge, the truth. It doesn't mean that they're bad people. It means they're deceived because they're not walking in the fullness of what God has given them. They don't know enough truth. Truth is light, isn't it? Amen. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of what? Darkness of this age. They rule darkness. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. The evil day. In other words, is there evil during the day? Yes. Why? Because there's darkness everywhere. That's why people are still blinded and can't see the truth. Amen? Because darkness is still covering the earth. Does everybody understand what's happening? And we are being led through the darkness. That's why Jesus came. That's why he paid the price. That's why he left his Holy Spirit. Remember, he said to him, look, it's best for me to go, because if I don't go, the helper's not going to come. Or it's going to help you to get through this darkness. He's going to tell you things to come. He's going to reveal truth to you so you can walk through this maze of darkness. And either until God takes you home or it ends, one or the other. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. What is power? It's fire. That's the fire of God. That's the power of God. Fire of God. It's called the anointing also. What did Jesus say? Man, look, don't leave. Stay here. Wait for the presence of God. Wait for the power of God. Wait to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with tongues of fire. And you will have what? Power. Because the power is always representative of the fire of God. We are what? Verse 8. Hard pressed where? On every side. Why? Because we're walking through darkness. Yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You know what? We have hope. We know that there's freedom. We know that there's a breakthrough. We know it. That's what helps us. Because Jesus has paid the price for us. It didn't mean it's going to be tiptoeing through the tulips, you know. I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. You've got to learn to fight. Amen? Did you see Katie kick butt on that bug on the ground? That's a third dimensional warrior, man. Crush! No hesitation. Verse 9. Persecuted, but not what? Forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what was written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak and sing, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, the way of escape, having spread through many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Again, we're hard pressed. Why? In darkness. We're hard pressed. It's attacking us every single day. You cannot escape the attacks. You overcome them. You cannot escape the temptations. You overcome them. Amen? You overcome them. That's why Jesus gave us the formula. Deny yourself. Well, how are you going to deny yourself without the presence and power of God, the fire of God? You can't. You'll always be looking to you. You'll be more caught up on your circumstances, your sicknesses, your diseases, your lacks, your finances, your all of the other stuff but him. Let me share something with you. If you fight for God's presence, truly fight for God's presence, you change. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there's deliverance and healing. There's restoration. If you press through and deny yourself and get through. Believe me, I love to worship. But sometimes in the beginning, you got to worship. You know it's the best thing for you. You haven't broke through yet. But as you're worshiping the Lord, you're singing, you're lifting your hands, you're showing him, Dad, do something with me. Please, do something. I'm worshiping you. I'm seeking you. I'm doing everything I can. Help. And then all of a sudden, whew, there's that change. Here he comes. And there's that freedom. There's that rejoicing. There's that renewing. But you ain't going to get it unless you're a seeker. Amen? You've got to be a seeker. You've got to be one that presses in. We call it crossing over. Amen? You know when you crossed over. If you ain't willing to cross over, you won't be rewarded. Hallelujah. That's why the devil wants to keep everybody out of God's presence. He wants to keep everybody in a religious state of being where the letter kills and the spirit brings life. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Why? Because it's darkness. We know that we have passed from death to life. In other words, from darkness to light. Because we love the brethren, he who does not love his brother abides in death or in darkness. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Again, we are brought in darkness, we're traveling through darkness, but we're being led through this darkness. We are moving through darkness. You know, everything is constantly moving. Things are not stagnant. The world is constantly moving. The universe is constantly moving. Everything is moving. Everything is recycling all the time and moving, 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 moving. We have 24 hours in a day. It's constantly, and then the next day, then the next day. That cycle keeps going. Darkness, light, darkness, light, darkness, light. Till finally it just stays light. But during this, we're moving through it. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, this is vital. I am the light of the world. He who what? Follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In other words, he who follows me. In other words, he's the one that's going to guide us through this darkness. Amen? We're moving through it. You know, and think about when Jesus showed up at the apostles and so forth. He didn't say, believe me. He said, follow me. But they accepted to say, yes, I will follow you. Why? Because I believe you. They wouldn't follow him if they didn't believe him, right? That's why he said, follow me. So don't say you're a believer if you're not willing to follow. Then you're not a follower. And if a follower means that we're abiding in the grace of God, because that's the plan of escape through this darkness. So if we're not cooperating with the plan of escape, which is called grace, you ain't going to make it through the darkness. You'll be sucked in somewhere eventually. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. Follow me out of the darkness, and I'll be your light. That's what he says. Acts 26. This is where Jesus is speaking to Saul, who became Paul. Wake up out of darkness. Jesus said in verse 16, but arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from what? Darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of Christ. You know, they had I'll talk more about this Tuesday, but they Olympics, the opening ceremony was a satanic ritual and a mockery of Jesus Christ. It lets you know where we're at. Total disgusting. People should boycott the Olympics. It's total terrible. They had every kind of transgender, pedophile, and everything else up there. They mocked the Last Supper tremendously. And they will pay for what they've done. They have no idea. Why? They're living in darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1. For you were made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. The course of what? Darkness. According to the prince of power of the air. He is the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, which is darkness. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in what? Lust, which is the workings of darkness. Of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the minds or thoughts, whereby nature, children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, for by that plan you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace, by that plan, we've been saved through faith. And not of your own, yourselves. It is a gift of God. What is the gift of God? Listen, how can I explain this without being? Salvation isn't the gift of God. The plan of salvation is. Get it? Salvation is not the gift of God. The plan of salvation is the gift of God. He paid the price so salvation could be complete. But he gave us grace, the plan, so we could have salvation. Amen? So without cooperation of the grace of plan, you ain't got it. And you won't maintain it. Yes, salvation is a gift. Amen? It's a gift, but it's the plan of salvation is the true gift. That is the true gift that he paid for me and you. Amen? Does everybody get that? Anybody get that? Cool. Praise God. Oh, happy days. And where am I now? Ephesians. Okay, cool. Now, let's go for it. And verse 8 again. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not out of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should, what? Boast. See, this is where individuals, organizations that are misled, that are still impressed by darkness, are always saying, well, salvation is a gift, and if God gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. But they lose sight that the gift is actually the plan of salvation. Does everybody get it? So we got a plan to what? Move through darkness. Move through darkness. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should what? Walk in them. Walk in them. Walk in what? Walk in them so you can what? Move through darkness. Walk according to the ways. Many walk according to the ways of darkness. We used to. Even though we're walking in darkness, remember, we are still in the world, but not of the world. That allows me and you to be led by the light through this darkness. If we're really hearing, obeying, and following, and not getting caught up in ourselves. You know, there's like, you know, the Lord warned us about all kinds of false prophets, this, that, and whatever, and technology, and all of these things are, if you look at it, there's like waves of darkness. These technology, artificial intelligence, all those waves are just messing with people and keeping them in a state of unbelief or deception. All of these things that are impressing them, and they're agreeing with all of them. So darkness is continually being exposed more and more and more. Why? Because light. That cycle, it continues. Darkness, light, darkness, light, darkness, light, darkness, light. Matthew 7:13. Enter by the narrow gate. And so if you go through a narrow gate, there's a pathway, isn't there? For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. So in other words, as you and I are going through this, moving through darkness, people are getting sucked in to easier ways. There ain't no shortcuts to heaven, let me tell you. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way, that pathway that you're going through, which leads to life. There are few who find it. Wow. There are few who find it. There are few who make it through that pathway. There are few who make it moving through darkness because they're not willing to be led. They're not willing to surrender all. They're still fighting for their lives instead of surrendering them. Narrow gate is a pathway of light, and it's difficult. Amen? Because we're hard-pressed. We're attacked every single day. Galatians 5:16. I say, then, walk in the light, or in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh or the things that operate in darkness. Amen. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law of sin and death. Everybody see that? Now, the works of the flesh are what? Evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? They've been taken. How have they been taken? As they're moving through darkness. They've been taken. 2 Corinthians 3. In verse 16 it says, "Now, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." So they can what? See. Now the Lord is the what? Spirit. Is the Spirit light? Yes. And where the Spirit of the Lord, there's what? There's liberty, there's freedom. Why? Because you can see, you're being led now. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transferred into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, glory to glory, because you're grabbing hold to light. Glory is light. Does everybody get it? It kind of reminds, you know, somebody threw you a rope if you were in a pit or a hole, and you're holding on. You're pulling yourself up. And what's happening is we are going from glory to glory through this move through darkness. And, you know, God doesn't do one thing. He does multiple things. So while we're going through this, we're changing. We're changing into His image more and more. And then we're exposing the wickedness while we're going through this. And God is revealing more and more things to us. We're growing and maturing more and more, becoming third dimensional warriors and rescuing as many souls as possible, even cutting loose people that have been taken captive. Amen? I mean, what a time to be alive. This is not a game or religion. It is a matter of life and death. I'm telling you, it's a matter of life and death. And many people are still walking in death. We go from glory to glory until the final exit of freedom. Remember, the glory of the light of God guides us and changes us. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close at Hebrews 3. Moving through darkness. Don't stop and have a cup of tea. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Let's speak it. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you what? Hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion, in a day of trial in the wilderness. Well, your fathers tested me and tried me and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said they will always go astray in their what? Hearts, because their hearts weren't in it. And they have not known my ways. So they were grateful that they got rescued from the Egyptians and in bondage. But then when they were out there and realizing it was a difficult road, some of them complained and wanted to go back. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter my rests. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief is an evil heart. And departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Where is sin? It's in darkness, isn't it? For we have become partakers of Christ if we what? Hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. That's where we have hope. We are constantly going from glory to glory, glory to glory. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. Rebellion. Rebellion is witchcraft. What does it mean? You've been influenced by witchcraft. When people rebel, they're influenced by witchcraft. We are seeing more and more things are going to be happening intently. Very intently. There is a... I don't know if you, we talked about this or not, but the White House, the Capitol in the area there is now those marshals there. There is no military there. The marshals are there. Because the marshals actually have more authority than the National Guard. Congress is going on vacation till what, September or October or November, who knows? But they cannot be arrested while they're still active in the seats. But they can be arrested when they're not active. So there's going to be a lot of arrests. There's going to be a lot of them that are not going to come back from vacation. Many of them will step down, or they'll be replaced with duplicates. This is where we're at. This is what's happening. The takedown is awesome. They tried to take down Trump. The CIA will be taken down also. All of these organizations that are anti-Christ have been trying to destroy this country and destroy their people. And allow all of this perversion to establish in the areas of promoting satanic rituals. Things are going to be restored. How long they last, who knows. But it will be restored enough for a great harvest and salvation of salvation. Amen? So we can be about our Father's business. But again, don't be sucked in as you're moving through darkness. Be careful. Grab hold. Go from glory to glory. Don't look back. You might turn to salt. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for the leading of your Spirit. We thank you for your forgiveness, mercies, and grace. We thank you for putting up with us. So continue to help us and guide us, Lord, as we go through this process, moving through darkness, making it all the way to the end of light for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.